You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Sit Rep Happy Hour. As you can obviously hear, Robert is here with us this week. Hello. Welcome, Robert. We also have the lovely Brad.
Hello.
And if he gets back to his desk in time, we also have possibly a Luke.
Yes, I'm here. I had to stop the door blowing in the wind. Fuck off.
I don't remember if I said I was on the podcast, but I'm Mike. Hello.
Hi. Are you here for this episode, Mike?
Yeah, I couldn't remember if I'd actually said I'm here this week. Do we want to... What are we talking about this week? We've got a huge list of stuff to go through. We're probably not going to make it through all of it, but obviously, the first thing on the agenda, Brad, drinks?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought I was talking to Brad, not Rob.
What?
Don't worry. That's sort of answer I'd expect off Rob.
I'm drinking red wine.
Okay, yeah. What are you guys drinking this week?
I think Michael's expecting you to ask everyone what they were drinking, but you didn't. You just said what you were drinking.
Ah, my bad.
He's fitting right in, isn't he? Awkward, yeah, AF.
I'm also drinking red wine.
This scares me, though.
This is not a pint of red wine. This is a fruity, cloudy, pale ale. Somebody recommended it in our alcoholics Discord, and I picked one up in Asda, and it's really quite fucking tasty, to be honest.
What's it called?
It's an off-tempo cloudy pale.
Oh, is that the one I told you to buy?
Was it you that told me to buy it? Was it?
Was it 1902? Yeah, is it 1902 in like the weird can?
0219, and it's got the
mango
on the front of it.
It was me.
I was trying to give Tucky credit for that in Discord earlier. It's delicious, dude. It's fucking awesome.
What did Tucky say? Was he like, oh, yeah. It's like taking total fucking credit for it.
He hasn't replied yet.
All right.
Okay. Scottish, isn't he? He's in the gutter somewhere drunk.
He's already shit-faced by now.
What are you drinking, Mike? Because nobody's asked you.
I'm drinking vodka and Coke, but I can't remember the last time I drank vodka and Coke. And I was like, is that strong? To my missus, and she's like, holy fuck. I think you put a bit too much in there. I
have a question.
Yep.
What?
Why are you drinking it out of a tea mug?
It's a tequila mug, bitch.
It's not a mug either. From Florida. It's like a kid's beaker.
Yeah, it looks like a kid's
beaker. With tequila on
it. But it's got,
A mug would have
a handle. I got it from Florida when I went over there on my honeymoon.
Okay.
It's good.
Fair enough. That's acceptable.
Thank you.
Ish.
So are we going to get the first bit of news out of the way first?
I don't know what we talked about. I haven't got any news. Brad, have you got any news?
No, I ain't got any news.
Well, okay, so straight off the bat, there's been two stories that have really tickled me to bits this week. First up was Brad's dad's story. Brad, do you want to tell us a little bit about your dad's disappointment that you had, that he had, should I say, from work? Because I feel like it sets the stage a little bit.
So basically, their company, pretty much all of them have been working through the pandemic. And to say thank you, their company thought it'd be a good idea to give them fleeces that weren't wanted from one of the other sites as a reward, and also a badge that says Ultra Heroes on it, to which he declined both and told him to fuck off, basically.
And it was probably made even worse. Was it made even worse by the ice cream or the fact that you got a bonus?
Oh yeah, they got a free ice cream as well, yeah.
So I guess he went home and was like, oh, Dad, look, I got a sweet bonus. He's like, son of a bitch! Thing is, I know your dad as well. He's like the nicest guy ever, but I know like he gets fucking pissed off at certain things.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was in stitches when you told me about that. I was in absolute stitches. And then Rob told me something else this week. And I was done.
Well, like, what did I tell you?
Well, yeah, it wasn't technically news, but the other bit was technically news. Do you want to announce it? Because it's not my news.
Yeah. My wife's pregnant again. And she had a 12-week scan this week. We found out she's having twins.
Congratulations.
I already have three kids. We were only planning on having one more.
And but you buy one, you get one.
Oh, you beat me to it.
So yeah, it was a big shock.
Still is, but I like
it. I don't think it's gonna properly hit me until January when they actually turn up.
But I think that's a guy's way of dealing with it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me and you, but I know when I've had my kids, I'm like, well, not me personally, but when my wife's gone, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm like, okay, I got 9 months to deal with this. That's fine. I'll deal with it when I get there. Continue as normal. 9 months later, I wish I'd prepared.
Yeah, but it's never 9 months because you don't find out for like a whole month. So that's like a month gone already. And then, yeah.
Yeah, well, soon be Christmas, right? To be fair, I thought it was going to be a lot more roasting. I thought this was going to be the roast of Robert this week, and it's not actually ended up being that much.
I might give him a week off and rip him. Oh, actually, 2 weeks off, because damn it, Mike.
I didn't say anything. It's on you, dude.
I know. It's on me. It's on me.
No, I'm not going to say that. But yeah, so basically, Rob messaged through that. I replied, get the fuck out, really? And he was like, yes. To which then I was on the floor for about 5 minutes laughing my ass off. Luke was messaging Rob, kind of roasting him on there. I can't remember what you said. And then I messaged Brad. And Brad like took a minute to kind of have a look. So your missus posted it on Facebook and it took a minute to kind of go through. It was like, fuck, next minute I see Brad where I work, walk in, there was smiles, there was a high five, and there was just like no fucking way for about 20 minutes with the biggest grins on our faces. Because we're obviously so happy for you and your other half.
Thanks, guys.
What are you calling your five-a-side team then?
We're fucked.
FC.
We're fucked, FC.
But you have thought of a name for the twins already, yeah. Haven't you?
If they're both boys, yeah, 100%.
What are the names?
Arnold and Danny. And if it's a girl and a boy, Arnold and Danielle.
Very good.
The girls could be Arnold.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
That goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like that's the awkward part of the show out of the way.
Well, that's the awkward bit, is it?
I don't know, maybe. Huge congratulations, Rob.
Thank you.
I feel like I should say something sarcastic. The only thing I would say is, I think the reason I've ripped into you is because I know for a fact, if it was the other way around, you would be both absolutely ripping into me. You know, look at the smile on your face. You know that would be happening. And that's why I'm not having any more kids, because they're related and I don't want twins. Thank you. The end.
Yeah. I told someone at work and the first thing was like, does twins run in the family? I was like, yeah, it does.
Yeah. I didn't think of that.
Like, we know they're non-identical as well, so the chances are, like, what? There's such a small chance of that happening, like two eggs being produced and then me fertilizing both of them, like
at the same time.
It's just like really small chance of that happening.
Brilliant.
Welcome to Sit Rep Does Sex Ed.
I know, I just...
It's going to be...
astounds me.
Family and Relationships podcast from now on. Anyway, moving on to what we've been playing recently. Over to you boys. You boys been back in Tarkov? In the land of Russia?
Did we ever leave?
I don't... Did you? I don't know.
No. Rob had a day off to make two babies, apparently, but that's about it.
Is there much going on in Tarkov at the minute? In the world of Tarkov?
We were expecting a 12.7 patch this week, but it's been delayed till next week, which is coming with loads of changes. Expansion to one of the best maps. They're adding some skills. They're adding a new boss to another map. And probably loads of other little fixes that I can't remember.
Nice.
It's going to be good though. Exciting.
Nice. Brad, you picked up a game last Friday.
I did. I picked up Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost I'm of glad Sassima. Someone can say it.
Yeah. Ghost of Tiramisu, as it's written on our list.
How is it so far?
Yeah, it's really good. It was nice to pick up just a good, fun game. I said to you, the combat is basically Sekiro easy mode.
Is there an easy mode on Sekiro?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, like, you know I gave up on that game, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in picking up Ghost of
Tsushima.
Tsushima. Yes. But not yet.
It is like I found myself getting distracted by a lot of side missions. So
are you going to wait till it's on the Switch, right?
I mean, they've got Crysis on the Switch now. I mean, bear in mind it's 540p, but there we go.
You said it was 720p the other day.
Yeah, it's 720p. It's 720p dot.
Oh my god!
That's so hilarious. I will not be playing it. Not a chance in hell.
It's 1 frame a second.
What did I finish this week? Jesus, I finished Detroit, Becoming Human, finally.
So you're now a human.
Yeah, I'm finally a human. And I finished Doom 2016. It's only took me 4 years, but I've done it.
I love how you're still playing games that are out of date, even though we're no longer playing The Division.
But I'm catching up. So I went from Doom 2016 straight into Doom Eternal. And
you skipped a few games then, right? If you're catching up.
I wanted to play Doom 2016 and Eternal back to back.
Is Eternal the brand
it was
new
on offer?
Brand
yeah. So that's what? When did that come out?
Was it?
Yeah, I know. I was like, holy shit, I got a brand new game. I'm not playing catch up at all, but it's really good. Brad, I know you jumped into it for a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, I played about an hour, maybe. But then, obviously, Satsuma came out, so I'm on that at the moment until I go back to Doom.
You going back to it, are you?
Yeah, I'll go back to it, yeah. It was good fun.
The only thing I'll say, the huge difference to me that stands out is just the world is absolutely insane. It really is. Like, you see set pieces in it, and it's a huge step up from Doom 2016. Plus, somehow, it's a Zelda game. Who was trying to tell me?
No, you decided it wasn't Zelda.
Did I?
It was Darksiders.
Yeah, it's like first person Darksiders.
Yeah, that was it.
But with guns.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much Zelda. There's Zelda puzzles in it. And I think you were all even like, oh, watch out for the water temple or some shit.
Yeah, I watched some streamers play it in like 3 months ago.
Nice. It's really good. Really, 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 really good. Anyway, off the back of Doom Eternal, because technically it links in, we kind of went on about something towards the end of last week's episode, but it wasn't last week. It was, 2 weeks ago now. And unfortunately, the last episode. And
you'll get it eventually.
I asked for overtime. I got denied.
You can't have overtime twice in 3 episodes. Just being greedy. Every week. It's not. Right. I'm going to shoot him down every week.
How dare you, son of a bitch. But basically, for anyone that's played the Doom games, or I would imagine a Bethesda game to some point, the person that basically does the soundtrack for the Doom games is Mick Gordon. Now, I said it to Luke and Rob, and they were like, I have no fucking idea what you're on about. I said it to Brad. Brad, you were pretty excited about this, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because you understand, obviously, like the Doom 2016 soundtrack is absolutely fucking amazing. I'm pretty sure it won a shit ton of awards as well. And then I'm playing Doom Eternal, and it's a huge fucking step up. And then out of nowhere, a band that I would say what all four of us listen to, Rob?
Well, I can't speak for the other three people in the chat, but yeah.
Assumptions, yeah.
Yeah.
basically, Ollie Sykes from the band Bring Me the Horizon was like, oh yeah, guess what? We started collaborating with Mick Gordon just because I was playing the Doom track. I was like, I'm going to hit him up. And yeah, he's worked on the latest track of Bring Me Horizons. And I know we haven't really spoke about music yet so far on this podcast, but we do all like music between all four of us. Luke, what do you think of the new Bring Me the Horizon track, Parasite Eve?
It's fucking excellent. To put it mildly, it's one of my favorites they've ever done. It's not my favorite of theirs, but it's up there, definitely.
I feel like it's a return to form. Honestly, I don't want to say return to form from them, but it's definitely like they're back on that heavy bit at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like an amalgamation of early, not too early, Bring Me the Horizon, because it was just screaming and psychedelic heaviness, wasn't it? So I didn't really like too much of their early stuff. And I know that's probably pissing two people off in this podcast already. But yeah, they've gone back to being heavy, but they've kept the electronicness of like the previous album.
Yeah. I just feel like we're bringing Horizon now. Like there was a point in time where Brad, I don't know if you stuck with them all the way through. Have you stuck with them all the way through or not?
I didn't really listen to Ammo when it came out.
Did you know? Have you been back and listened to it yet?
No.
No.
I really liked Sempiternal, was it? That's what it was called, wasn't it? And then
Sempiternal, that's the Spirit. That's the Spirit, yeah.
That one was quite good as well, but I don't know. I just never got around to listening to Ammo.
I think I fell off the bandwagon a little bit around That's the Spirit. And then Ammo came back out and I kind of was okay with, I got on really well with that, and then Ludens, and then it's like they're on this like, they just don't seem to have a genre anymore. And I was talking to Brad about this the other day, like we were talking about Hadouken. Did anybody listen to Hadouken growing up? Rob, you must have listened. We went to see Hadouken at Bournemouth. But I said to Brad, it's like, it's weird because I remember listening to Hadouken when they first came out, and I was like, probably shouldn't be listening to this. It's how would Brad explain Hadouken to Luke, to someone that's never listened to Hadouken? The first album's
kind of like, would you call it grime, but not like, I don't know, they're like little English white boy sort of rap singing over sort of
Nintendo music.
it's kind of hard to describe, but then the sort of second and third was more, they added sort of like drum and bass elements and dance sort of elements.
Yeah, it was trancey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You made that first album sound trash, by the way.
Yeah, there's some good songs, but it's, yeah.
Some white kids rapping over garbage. Nintendo music. Yeah, I'll skip that, thanks.
Yeah.
It was the MySpace era.
It really was.
But I kind of felt like...
Nintendo Core. Wasn't that what it was called?
Yeah, something like that.
It was a whole genre of music.
Yeah.
What about happy hardcore? I'm not even going to go down that road. I don't understand that, but there we go. But yeah, basically, like, I kind of fell off the track and then got back on with Ammo, and Ludens was a really good return to form. That everyone was like, oh my God, they're doing breakdowns and screams again. And then Parasite Eve comes out, and it's like, holy fuck. Brad, what do you think of Parasite Eve?
Yeah, I really like it as well. I think it's a really good song. I said to Mike, there was a comment, I can't remember if it's on Ludens or Parasite Eve, and it's like, what if Bring Me the Horizon went poppy to gather a load of fans, and then they go back to metal to bring all the fans with them? I thought it was quite cool.
Oh, that's
probably not.
That's
they're probably
big
just,
brain, that, isn't it?
Yeah, big brain.
Now we're going to go over to our punk expert, Robert. What do you think of the Parasite Eve track?
It's fucking shit.
I'm joking. Is it?
No, I like it.
Have you listened to it? Have you?
Yes. Okay. It's hard not to. My wife kind of plays it on repeat.
Good girl.
It is a good fucking track.
It's a good
though.
Track.
It's a really catchy track. The bit where it's basically like, "Please remain calm. The end has arrived. We cannot save you. Enjoy the ride." Is yeah. I don't know. Just the way they did that. Genius. Fucking genius. But it is. I feel like there's two tracks at the minute that are kind of for the last few, you know, the last few months of 2020. I know you probably haven't heard the other one by Fever 333, which is Supremacy, which is obviously about the fact that supremacy is like still a huge thing in the world at the minute. But then you've got like
numbers then.
But then you've got Parasite Eve, and that whole track, let's be honest, is basically talking about people's reaction to the coronavirus over the last 4 months. And obviously they've been recording this while the whole thing's been going on, but it does, you know, you read the lyrics and all the rest of it. I think that's probably why it hits home more than anything, not just the fact that it's just a good rock track, but the meaning behind it as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's quite good that the fact they started recording the new album at the early stages of lockdown, didn't they? And then had to pause everything when everybody had to go and stay at home, because they were recording in Ollie's house, weren't they, in his home studio. So it was obviously on his mind when they were writing the track, and it's obviously they've brought it out first because it's really current. So it does strike a chord straight away. I like it.
Literally. Yeah, it's really good.
I know Chuck messaged a couple of us, didn't he, after the previous episode, because we teased what track we were going to talk about, and he's like, "I can't wait 2 weeks to find out what track it is. You need to tell me now." So I know he likes it, and
McDad
from the Locked On podcast, he likes it because he was in our Discord as well, wasn't he? So
yeah, shout out to those guys. But I don't know, I'm really looking forward to what's next, but I can't remember the last, I don't know if you were the same, Brad, because I know you knew this was coming, but I don't think I've been this excited for a Bring Me the Horizon track in years, like to actually hear it, like looking forward to it and all the rest of it, because that came out just before I moved or something like that. That's how long we've had it on the list to talk about. We completely forgot about talking about it week before.
And we didn't forget, you just weren't allowed.
And I wasn't allowed. Blame Luke. But yeah, the reason I brought... Oh, my bad. But yeah, the fact that Mick Gordon is on the track, basically doing a lot of the electronic side, so fucking cool.
We need to do Luke's hear it quiz as well. Question.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to butt in.
No, it's
fine. I was going to wait till we started talking about... Are we done talking about music? Because then if we're going to talk about movies, I can do the quiz question before we talk about TV and movies.
Yeah, we can talk about TV and movies and stuff.
Cool. You guys are welcome to guess again, but if you think you know the answer, I'd prefer that you don't guess, or you could just save all your guesses to the end. But basically, there was an interview that came out a little while ago with one of the producers of The Matrix, which is a movie that I know all of us are quite fond of. His name was Lorenzo Di Bonaventura, and he was talking about which actors turned down the role of Neo. I think it's really, really well known that Will Smith turned it down. Apparently, Brad Pitt, Leo DiCaprio, and Nick Cage all turned it down as well.
Nick Cage as Neo. That would have been so good.
Well, they were getting so desperate at this point that they actually thought about casting a woman.
Keanu Reeves.
No, they actually thought about casting a woman before they even went to Keanu Reeves to play Neo as a female lead. And I was just wondering if anybody knows who it was that they approached for that.
I feel like I read this and I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm the same. Like the minute you say, I'm going to know who it is.
Because I've heard
something about this before. No, because I've heard something like this before, like Brad. But
you can't.
Yeah, I have no idea off the top of my head. But yeah, what are the rules, Rob? No phones? Because...
What?
Last time you were like, we'll know about it.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed to check on your phone because we'll know.
Yeah. I guess going off Keanu Reeves there, has anyone, I take it none of you guys saw the latest Bill and Ted trailer.
I did. It looks terrible.
Whoa. Really?
I saw the original, the first trailer. Is there a second trailer?
There is a second trailer. Brad, did you see the second trailer?
I did. I watched it yesterday.
Better or worse than the first trailer?
Better.
Yeah.
But I was on board after the first trailer, so.
I was always on board, dude. It's just it made me cry a little bit because the trailer was so bad.
I mean, dude, it's kind of rehashed.
I felt like they were going to ruin the franchise.
Yeah.
You know, when they brought the original cast of Dumb and Dumber back for whatever was called.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's going to be that.
I hope not.
Oh, God, that scene with Jim Carrey in the fucking wheelchair and he's been sat there all that fucking time was so bad.
It's been too long. People have remembered how good Bill and Ted is to the point where they've remembered it better than it ever was. And now they're bringing back another sequel. It's just going to be awful. Not to piss on all your strawberries or anything, but...
Have you seen the first trailer?
Please don't piss on your strawberries.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't give a single fuck about this movie.
Wow.
I feel like it has a chance. I have very low expectations.
Then you'll probably enjoy it.
Yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah.
So you're going with the same expectations I went in with Suicide Squad, and then it'll be a good film, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched the trailer, and I think it has a chance. It definitely starts like rehashing stuff from like one, is it, Brad?
Yeah, it is a bit. I saw a good comment as well, where you know, at the end of the trailer, they're in hell. And the door opens.
Yeah.
And someone was like, please let the devil come out. And it's Dave Grohl.
Oh, fuck yes. Like from Tenacious D, the best song in the world. Yes. But I'm going to be honest. The only thing that's freaking me out about the film entirely.
Lack of beard.
Keanu Reeves does not look right without a beard. He really doesn't. He looks so odd.
Yeah.
Especially after like you've seen him in John Wick and all the rest of it, it's like, oh. Luke,
hi.
You sat down to watch a film this week.
I did, and I really enjoyed watching it as well. Actually, I was pleasantly surprised at how much I enjoyed watching The Old Guard. I know you've seen it. I know Rob's seen it. Have you seen it, Brad?
No, I didn't.
So this is.
So we'll have to go spoilers.
This is the.
I'll watch it in about 4 years.
yeah,
he's like.
I forgot you missed it. I've not seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as me, but I'm with games. He's with TV and film. That's fine.
It's the Netflix Charlize Theron movie. It's really good. I don't really want to talk about it too much because I don't want to spoil it for Brad. Because I went in not expecting anything and not really knowing what it was, and it really took me by surprise how much I enjoyed it. So.
Better or worse than Extraction?
Ooh,
that's a good comparison. I'd say worse.
Worse, but just.
But then, because Extraction is like John Wick in Australia, sort of thing.
It's not in Australia.
I know it's not, but he's Australian. The guy's Australian, right?
It was Chris Hemsworth?
It's Australian John Wick.
I actually think Old Guard's got a better story than Extraction, but I think Extraction was just a better overall package.
You can't beat that scene where his bitch slaps the kids about. It's just amazing.
That was a great scene, but you don't need a story to bitch slap a couple of kids around with got really crap pistols, do you?
All right, okay. I did wonder then.
You don't need a reason to bitch slap a little kids about.
Rob's going to have five targets in a few years. Or in a year, not a few years.
Dude, he's going to start a fight club in his house. I can't wait. It'll be like pay-per-view.
He's died. You
know. All right, sorry. He's already putting tickets out. I don't know.
About Fight Club.
All right, sorry. I just voiced it to everyone listening to this shit. I don't know. I really don't know what I think I was expecting more. From the
way you messaged me about watching it, I thought it was really good. So now, should I watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you should watch it, but I would say is it might be one of Netflix's biggest films. What was it, 72 million viewers it's hit or something like that? Or 72 million households times that by the average household number.
They've had some big ones recently, aren't they? Because Extraction was massive. What was the...
yeah. This is bigger than that.
The Irishman was huge, wasn't it? Just because of who was in it and the whole Holy Trinity? Holy Quad? Can't remember, but... All the old guys that basically did Goodfellas and Casino were basically back together again, weren't they, for the first time in 6,000 years.
How many people finished that film?
Doesn't matter. They don't really check those numbers, do they, I don't think? And they just say however many people watched over 30% of it or something. I can't remember what they said for the viewing figures, but they can never tell whether somebody's finished it, I don't think. Some shit like that. I'm not sure. I might be talking out my arse like usual. But
yeah, how do they know if the people watching fellas didn't fall asleep?
Because they're watching.
Who you don't know?
Watching. No, Netflix are watching.
Oh, that's creepy, dude.
It's one thing we do know this week. You can tell Rob finished.
Whee!
That's sorry. Rude.
I would say you've got like another 6 months of this, but this is for life. Not just for Christmas. I don't know. I think I was expecting more, but I don't know what. I can't explain it.
What were you expecting, Mike?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Is it better or,
why did you have such
is it better or worse than Atomic Blonde?
I think it's worse, but I like Atomic Blonde.
Way better than Atomic Blonde, in my opinion.
No, fuck off. The action's better in Atomic Blonde than The Old Guard. The story's better. I'll give it that. The story is better. It's just a generic story, though. It might as well be Underworld.
How can you go from saying the story is better than the movie that you love to then saying it's a generic story?
Because
you contradicted yourself without taking a breath.
No, because I'm saying that the Atomic Blonde story isn't absolutely perfect.
When was the last time you watched Atomic Blonde?
Last year?
Okay.
Bear in mind, Charlize Theron stars in both those films.
It's got nothing to do with it.
I mean, she's in both those films.
Yeah, but it doesn't, just because she's in both of them doesn't make them both good, does it?
What's the girl from American Gods? She's in Time Blonde. And I thought she was the main character in Time Blonde.
No, it's definitely Theron.
Yeah. It's Furiosa from Fury Road.
I must be thinking
of which another film that Luke didn't like her in.
I didn't like the movie. I didn't like
Tom Hardy.
Thank you. His name went completely off the end of my tongue then. I didn't like Tom Hardy. I like literally everything that Tom Hardy's ever done. Just not Fury Road. I thought he was horrible.
Yeah, even Venom.
He's shit in that.
Thank you.
Even Venom?
I mean,
he's awesome in Venom. What are you talking about?
Venom.
No, he is good in Venom. Venom's not a fantastic movie,
but he is good in it, yeah.
Like, that is really out of his, like, because he has. He plays a lot of similar roles, and that is very different to what he's ever played before. He's really good.
I don't know. The film with Chris Pine he's in is pretty similar. Were they both spies?
Oh, yeah, that's a good film as well. I enjoyed that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even Luke's laughing.
It's not his best work, but he's still better than Fury Road.
It's not the best movie in the world, but you like, is what it is, you know? Mike hates that saying.
Is that Reese Witherspoon that's in that as well? Or
yeah.
It's one of them.
Yeah.
It's one of them.
One of the generic blonde girls.
Well, the other one's dead.
It's not
so.
Theron.
What's the one that's dead?
No.
I don't know.
The one from 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one that... Eminem? Brittany...
Yeah, Brittany Murphy. Dead? I don't think it's Brittany Murphy, is it?
No, definitely not.
But she's the girl from 8 Mile, for definite.
Brad, your review of Venom.
My review of
Why
Venom?
Why are we reviewing Venom right now?
is that the most current movie that Brad's seen?
That's why he brought it up.
It's Tom Hardy's good in it, like everybody said, but it's not very good.
No, the film's
last
trash,
fight's just a horrible CGI goop fest.
So, okay, going from that to a film that has been a have no idea how many years in the making, finally started filming this week, which is, you know, the Uncharted film with Nathan Fillion. Holland.
Nathan Fillion's not in it, you dickhead.
I know.
And who's
that fan film is so good though.
Is Marky Mark playing
unfortunately
Sully. Right, okay.
I'm on board, dude. This is gonna be a good film. It's gonna be like Transformers a little bit, I reckon. But
that's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. We've already discussed the Transformers scale, I'm pretty sure, on this podcast. The fact they get progressively worse.
Michael Bay isn't directing it though, right?
No, okay. It's the director of Venom, written by the same team behind the Transformers films and the Men in Black International film.
Which I enjoyed.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Nor have I. So Rob's going to like it. Yeah. Plus Tom Holland's good. So, well, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean,
Spider-Man is, yeah, he's good.
Mm.
How many films have you seen him in outside of the MCU?
Zero.
Yeah, same.
I've seen him in one.
But if he's good, if the film is good, they can keep him in the role, can't they? Because he's young enough to...
Yeah. Well, I guess that's their plan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Luke, are you excited for an Uncharted film?
Foo?
Not in the slightest,
Foo,
to be honest.
Have you played an Uncharted?
Do you like Indiana Jones?
Pardon?
Do you like Indiana Jones?
Yes, the original ones.
You'll probably like this if it's good.
I don't like the newest Indiana Jones.
No, that's garbage.
As long as they kill off Sully like halfway through the film, it'll be great.
What?
Oh, yeah. Kill Marky Mark.
Also, just to confirm, Brittany Murphy was not in that spy movie with Tom Hardy and Chris Pine, which, by the way, is called This Means War. Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google.
It's really hard to. By Google. It's really hard to Google something whilst trying to be really quiet so that your microphone doesn't pick up your keyboard.
But yeah, we're getting an Uncharted film. I'm not hopeful at all, but we'll see.
All video game movies are shit, though, aren't they? So,
Detective Pikachu was alright.
Not seen that, but that sounds.
It was actually pretty good.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Have you not seen Dead or Alive?
I mean, Edge of Tomorrow, you can't really say it was a great movie. It was all right, but...
Fuck off! It's a good film.
Have you guys not seen Dead or Alive?
No.
So
no.
It is the best game movie you'll ever watch.
Is that like the volleyball game?
It's even got Holly Valance in it.
Oh, wow.
Like, who's okay, that?
Wow. Going back a bit. Holly Valance, wow. You know who she is, right, Brad?
Yeah, she was in...
She was in those adverts.
Dead or Alive.
The reverse.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of someone else. I know she did that song.
She was in Neighbours.
Australians have been in Neighbours or Home and Away.
What, even Mick Dad?
Yeah.
100%.
He was tall guy number 3 in episode 1204.
They just rotate him in off the street as extras.
Okay, that's so. This week I've insulted Scotland and Australia. Okay, cool. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to take a quick minute to kind of pause on news and stuff that we've watched and all the rest of it this week to just take a bit of a breather because we had a bit. You know, we need to sort some stuff out internally this week. Brad, unfortunately, you had a terrible picture as your profile on the Match Those Buttons website, didn't you?
I did.
And I got asked by our, you know, kind editor and chief.
This was Jarrett. This was a fun night in Discord chat. This was.
I didn't play any games that night. I jumped on Discord. I messaged Brad and I was like, "Dude, you need to update your profile." Which led to what, an hour and a half of us laughing and sending like weird ass pictures to each other.
Yeah,
years ago. Is that picture your real face that was on your
profile? The one it was.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes.
Can you please teach us the ways of the chin? I still have no idea how you sucked your chin in that.
I feel like you should use that picture as the cover this week.
Oh, yeah, ooh, do it.
Good shout.
I'm happy for you to use it.
That is a good shout.
Just so people know what we're talking about, because obviously they're not going to see the picture. Unless we do.
Basically,
that.
We were on Mike Stag Do, and I just pulled this absolutely outrageous face. I don't even know how I did it.
I don't know how you did it.
You properly turned into a tell.
But from that, what I realized is you have no proper pictures of yourself.
No. They're all weird faces, weird costumes. Like, I was looking through my Facebook pictures, and I'm either drunk or getting drunk or hungover in about 95% of my pictures on Facebook. And a lot of them I'm like...
That's the way it should be. That is the way it should be.
Didn't clap for Rob getting pregnant twice, but clapping for you having shit photos. Well done.
This is the way. But yeah... I was amazed by like the penguin photo. I can't remember did you go with the flamingo in the end?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That was majority choice, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah, it was majority choice. Yeah.
So apologies, Jarrett, if you're listening to this. Well, obviously you are because you're editing this, but yeah, unfortunately Brad has no decent pictures of himself. Well, I say decent.
Normal.
Yeah. I'm not going to take that any further. Robert, obviously you had a bit of shocking news this week. Yeah, I understand you couldn't leave your chair for almost 2 days after you heard said news, and you've been watching what? And I want to keep this spoiler free.
I've been watching Dark.
Because I badgered you into watching it?
Yes.
But was it worth me badgering you into watching
it? Well, I binged watched 2.5 seasons in like 3 days.
It's less than 3 days because we haven't even ended yet. Yeah. I can't believe. Yeah, like I fucking messaged you. Hey, Rob, have you watched anything yet? It's like, dude, I finished season one. I was like, holy fuck.
You know, when I do something, I do it properly. Right? I don't just
I shut myself away from everyone.
But like, it's the kind of show that you kind of like, I don't want to go away and then come back to it because I'll be like, I'll forget shit. And I'll be like, oh no. And I won't understand it. I just want to.
Yeah.
And even me doing that, I feel like I need a notepad to write down what's happening and to like keep track of what's going on. It's if you like TV programs that make you think and keep you involved with the story, like constantly, like you can't fall asleep. You can't even look away for 10 seconds. You've lost half the story already.
Would you say it's akin to like Westworld for that sort of thing? It's like Westworld, no. Game of Thrones. Westworld. Like I don't mean like genre or anything like that, but like it's one of those thinking programs. Like, you know, you sit and you watch Hannibal or you watch Fringe or X-Files or I can't think if Brad any more programs you can think of that like you have to think about.
You're probably asking the wrong person.
I'm thinking like I'm pretty sure like stuff like Preacher probably has it in there. And
no, I can't imagine it's like that.
I'm trying to think of a show that you would have to pay attention to constantly, and I can't.
But it keeps you on your feet, doesn't it? And I'm sorry, and I know I've said about Dark like shitloads on this fucking podcast, but do you think I was valid in me saying it now? Now you've seen 2.5 seasons of it.
It's amazing. Like, if I get bored watching most TV programs because you can predict what's going to happen because they tend to have the same like patterns, but this like it's amazing.
So explain it to Luke. How would you explain this show without spoiling it, obviously, because I've tried. And the only way I can think of explaining it, I said to you, because we all watched, I can't remember if Luke watched Predestination. Did you watch Predestination in the end? Predestination is a time travel film, which is fucking awesome. But it's like an indie one with Ethan Hawke. It's really good. And it's worth your time to go watch it. But it's like that versus The Killing, which was the US version of the Scandinavian version of the TV show.
There's aspects of Lost as well, because I think that's another show that you could refer it to, because you don't know what the fuck's happening on Lost, like, constantly, do you? You don't, until the end, everyone's just guessing what the fuck's happening. Like, you don't, even the writers didn't even know. But this is clearly well thought out. I'm looking forward to the ending to see what actually happens, whether it's a shit ending, whether it's just like they leave it open, which is going to make me very sad if they do.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, 100%. But you have to, I feel like you'd have to watch it like I have.
Subtitles or no subtitles?
That is one thing I don't like about it. It's German. So I've been watching the dubbed version, and the dubbed version, whoever dubs it does a good job. The translating, but there are certain things that you can tell are like, it's definitely a German guy that's translating it, because sometimes the words don't make that, like, they make sense, but you can tell he's just literally translating from German. So like when they say goodbye, they say ciao when they should just be saying bye. It's just like, It's
funny you read into that, because like after a while it hasn't bothered me.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like after a few episodes.
But I still notice it like here and there, like certain, like, I don't know. It's just because I know, because I learned German in school, I kind of can understand because German's very literal.
Mm. Did you say ciao though?
Well, they say choose for bye, which is the literal translation would be ciao. Rather than buy, okay. I guess, which is why he does it. But it doesn't,
it doesn't, I don't think it feel like it affects the story.
No, it doesn't, like it doesn't, but it's just something I've noticed. But the storyline's so good, you just don't care.
It is one, I don't know, like, Luke, I know you're probably not going to watch it, but it is one of the best TV programs. And I know I say that about like lots and lots, but like
the dubbing does make the acting very wooden as well, which is, but it doesn't take, I wish maybe they take this and remake it with English speaking people. I know. Well, they did it with other, they've done it with other shows and it's made it better.
Yeah. The only one I would say is The Killing.
Yeah.
And I know you haven't seen The Killing, but to me,
no, like, I've seen some of it.
Because the show start, they portray it as it's a murder thing, isn't it? The whole show is deemed as like a murder mystery. It's an
unsolved mystery.
Yeah, it's an unsolved murder mystery that's been going on for like, what, 20? No, it's not.
33 years.
33 years.
The cycle.
And the whole first season is like one thing. And then they get to the second season and then you get to the end of season two and they completely fucking flip it. And I haven't seen a TV program in that long that takes one plot thread and then goes, you realize what's going on? Fuck you. We're going to fucking change it up.
That's why I compare it to Lost, because they did that a lot.
But like I feel like this does it better.
Yeah, it does. But it's... Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to like when we can talk about this, like, complete spoilers. I would legitimately watch this whole series again. I said to Sam,
with American actors.
I don't think that takes away from it though. I really don't.
No,
but the only thing I would say,
some of the female actresses are.
Yeah, there's a few sex scenes in this as well. There's quite a
And then we know what happened next, Rob.
Is there, the sex scenes in this better or worse than Cursed?
There's only one sex scene in Cursed and it's terrible.
Damn it.
Okay, what, in comparison to Dark? I'm pretty sure there's a sex scene in like the first half hour of Dark with Ulrich and what's her face?
Yeah.
Ulrich, okay. And that's, yeah.
Dude. I'm upset now. I wanted the sex scene in Cursed to be really good.
Go watch fucking Dark.
What you see in the trailer.
Honestly, go watch fucking Dark.
I'm watching other things first.
Please,
if you were thinking about watching Cursed, don't, and watch Dark instead.
Well, I need to finish Queen of the South first, because I'm really enjoying that, which is straight up my street, because I just fucking I love stuff about drugs and gangsters and all that sort of shit, the cartels.
Sex with women, yep.
Then I was going to watch Cursed, but if Rob's saying Cursed is shit and I need to watch Dark or whatever it's called first, then I might humor you and watch an episode and then just say I don't like it. I know that's what's going to be, because then everything you tell me to watch because it's amazing, I just don't like.
You have to watch the first season.
It's not fair to watch. Because I said to Rob, I was like, at least I would say episode 4.
Yeah, but by then I was already hooked. Episode 4 is too long. I think maybe 3 episodes, and then you'd still want to watch more anyway.
But then shit doesn't happen until episode, like, it does, but then you're like, what the fuck? Like, it kicks off, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? It kicks off in episode 4 because of what happens, and it's just, I don't want to spoil it. It's so, this is one thing that, like, I really want to talk about it, but also I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
Really?
Yeah. We're only on like episode 4. I've been on. The problem is, like, I only found time to watch Dark, over the last 2 months. Yeah, I've been like trying to watch it for ages, and the only reason I sat down to watch it, and I will say this, you can see it, it's in the trailer, it's about time travel. And I saw one picture, and it was just like, I'm going to get to that picture, that scene that I've seen. And yeah, it was just like, knowing that, if you go in and you had no idea about it, I could understand why you turn off in the first couple of episodes. But going in with the knowledge that at some point this is going to happen, I think it gives you kind of a direction, if that makes sense. It makes sense, Luke. Loose Luke, whatever you want
to. Lucy.
Lucy. So is that, you're going to try a few episodes, Luke?
I'm not promising anything.
Pretty please.
I'll get a chance to binge it.
What was that other show that you sold to me that I really, really enjoyed and binge watched in like a day and a half?
Upload.
That was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. That, like, for a show that shouldn't have been as funny as it was, it really tickled me.
It was just easy watching.
Yeah.
So, Rob, do we need to ask you for your review of Cursed, or?
No, that's good. I mean,
it's not as good as Dark.
No, it's a different, completely different, like, wheelhouse. It's enjoyable if you're like a big fan of like the whole like Knights of the Round Table and shit, that sort of history side of it. It's good.
If you like Templars,
if you like
round tables,
there's no round tables in it, but like it's all the guys from the round table, like, but set, and it's done by, I want to say Frank Miller. Is it Frank Miller?
Pass. Maybe.
I think so.
Let me just quickly check.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I feel like there was something else we were going to talk about. Brad.
Hello.
Spider-Man is coming to PS5 in 4K 60 FPS.
Well,
you say that.
It's an additional option you can set it to, I think.
Which I think we discussed, and it was like, yeah, you're gonna have like nothing.
I think you probably like dropped the graphics down and like all sorts of stuff, I imagine, to get the 4K 60 FPS. But I'll probably try it just to, because it'd be cool playing Spider-Man 60 FPS, I think.
Have you got a 4K TV yet?
Nope. I said I was gonna get one, and Laura said, no, yours is working fine, so you don't need one.
So you took a hammer to it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, yeah. Go into your shed, find a hammer.
Luke, I've just bought a house, thank you. I have better things to spend my money on.
And then accidentally fall over towards your television with the hammer in your hand. Oops. Yeah, it was Frank Miller and Tom Wheeler.
I'm going to be honest, Rob, I would take that advice, but I feel like it's got you into more enough trouble than you should have this week. Yeah. That's your whole contraceptive plan. Oops.
We were planning to have a gun on the kid, just not to. Right? There was no oops involved. It was very intentional.
Like when you crack an egg and there's two yolks.
Luke's face. That's a good thing, though, you know?
Yeah, there. Well, this isn't.
Oh, I so not, wanted to say that exact thing, Rob, but I was like, no, don't say that,
not for my
Luke.
Bank balance, it isn't, no.
Rob, have you forgotten what you were talking about?
No. What were you Googling? It was Frank Miller and Tom Wheeler wrote okay. the cursed.
Frank Miller is the Sin City guy, right?
Yeah. He's right, yeah. slightly insane, thinks he's a wizard. But writes comic books and shit, yeah.
Fucking hell.
And Sin City, yeah.
All that cool. jazz. There is a couple of things left to talk about.
As long as very you're quickly.
Quickly, yes, doing very, quick. Very quickly. Project Power trailer. Luke, I believe you watched the Project Power trailer.
That does look fantastic. That's a Netflix what again, isn't it?
What was the synopsis? It sounded like a really fucking stupid synopsis, but it looks cool.
There's a drug going around the streets of whatever city that the movie takes place in, which I forget, so apologies for that. It basically gives you a superpower for a certain amount of time, but you don't know what the superpower is until you take the drug.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Basically, everybody's got a hidden superpower within their DNA, and as you take this pill, it unleashes that superpower. So some people instantly set on fire, some people are indestructible, some people are invisible, yada yada yada.
That sounds a lot like Bad Boys. That's a bit of like a Bad Boys spin-off though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Netflix, it's Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that's his name, thank you.
That's it. And off the back of that, superheroes, we have The Boys season 2 coming
September?
Yeah. Anyone excited for that? Everyone here seen The Boys?
I've seen The Boys, and no, I'm not that excited about it.
Shut up.
See, this is the problem. Everything that we've watched, one of us doesn't like it. It's usually me. So that's why I'm not holding out much hope for The Dark, or The Dark, whatever it's called.
It's just called Dark.
Thank you.
You like Lost, though, right?
Pardon?
Did you watch what I like watch, Lost?
I didn't watch any of Lost. Not
you like murder, not, murder mystery programs and stuff like that. Lost. Don't you? You like murder stuff though, right? Like,
what were you doing when
crime
drama?
Do you know what I mean? You must like crime dramas, like and
Lucifer.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
Lucifer. There's nothing like Lucifer.
I've not watched
it's
that.
Murders either. And crime drama, like Mike said.
I know. It's one of those shows. I don't know. I'm not going to go into it again. Season 2 is coming. Something you might like, Luke. Hill House is still on track for 2020 of this year. Did you enjoy the first season of Hill House?
I loved the first season of Hill House. That's far more in my wheelhouse than some of the other stuff you've been talking about tonight.
Can I ask, can we have a little bit of extra time if we go over? Is that allowed? Not a lot. I don't need 20 minutes, but just a little bit.
Why? What do you want to talk about that needs
to
go
over?
No.
Just if we go over a little bit.
Let him do the answer to his quiz first, then.
Yeah. Well, before you do that, but obviously Hill House. Yeah, go on, Karen.
I can't remember what I was saying other than that I really enjoyed it.
Is it a house on a hill?
It is.
It is a house on
a hill. It's also haunted.
Yeah. Have you not seen Hill House? Oh, fuck yeah. You don't like horror films, do you, Rob?
Are you one of those people?
They're boring and predictable.
This wasn't predictable.
Agreed.
Oh, this was...
Don't go up the stairs. You'll die.
Yeah, obviously.
Everyone who goes in this house dies. Let's go in this house.
Yeah. Put it this way, Luke. Dark is like...
Boy, there's some suspense music. Someone's going to get stabbed.
No, it's not.
It was just a tree tap in the window.
Wait, you know... That's one thing other thing I need to say about Dark. The music is great.
But don't be tired and watch it because it'll put you to sleep.
No.
Okay, just me then.
Quiz answer, Luke.
Wait. Explanation of Dark. You know the bit with the hanging neck lady?
Stop talking about Dark already. My God.
It's dark in here. But the bit with the hanging neck lady, you know?
Welcome to Sit Rep Dark.
Hanging neck lady?
What do you want about? Yeah, there's a whole thing with the hanging neck lady, isn't there? Yeah? Through the course of the season... Something happens and the little girl keeps seeing the hanging neck lady, right, Luke? And it comes full circle, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah? That's Dark. That is like Dark. Okay.
As in Dark, as in it's not very light, or as in the TV show Dark?
like the TV show type. I don't want to spoil Hill House for those people who haven't seen it, but go watch it. It's really fucking good.
Hill House was good. Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
And if you enjoy Hill House, go check out Dr. Sleep because it's so fucking good.
I saw screenshots of Hill House where there's like in a lot of scenes in the episodes, there's like faces in the background.
Yeah, there is, isn't
it? It's quite cool. Yeah. Like hidden ghost faces.
Yeah, that's one of those TV series you could probably watch every episode again and you'd see something that you didn't see the first time.
You know, the second season isn't actually a continuation of the first season.
Correct.
Yeah, it's okay.
As soon as they announced that there was season two, because of how season one ends, I was like, how the fuck are they doing that? But yeah, how they're doing it makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I think that's it mostly for news. Apart from, you know, obviously Shia goes full method and gets a new tattoo with his new film called...
Who cares?
Dude, that movie looks incredible. It's called The Tax Collector and it looks fantastic. Again, straight up my fucking street because it's all cartels, drug dealers, gangsters. It's fucking... I'm kind of annoyed that that's coming out of the cinema and not on Netflix, to be honest. It means I need to go outside.
Well, is it going to be out in the cinema? I mean, this year's biggest film has just got fucking pushed to what, next year? September release, international or something?
It will be in the cinemas eventually, but it's when they know they're going to make enough money out of it, I suppose, isn't it? So,
Christ, the best thing in our cinema at the minute, and I'm not shitting on it, is Back to the Future. It's been replayed in the cinemas down the road from me at the minute.
There has been like the last few weeks, the top of the box office has been like Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
I'm not being funny though. You probably couldn't pay me to go to a cinema right now.
How much?
Yeah. You can't. Trust me, you can't afford it right now, Mr. Five-A-Side.
Dude, the sit-rep credit card's going to be maxed out soon.
Yeah, we need to take that off, Rob, real quick before he starts buying cots and shit.
It
doesn't exist.
You say that every episode, but it lives. I agree with Luke. Dude, fucking Shia is good. He's a good fucking actor. He doesn't
batshit crazy.
He is batshit crazy, but that's what makes him
douchebag.
Good.
Have you seen the film is your Holes?
No.
Okay.
Is he in that? Is he? Or are you just randomly naming movies?
It's a Disney film. A load of kids
find holes.
Cool.
Is it on Disney Plus?
Probably.
Cool. I might actually have a look for that tomorrow. Trying to think what the last film. I saw him in Honey Boy. That's really good.
I really want to see that.
You should watch it. It's really good. It's about his dad, who was a clown. It was around the time of that TV series he was in. What was the TV series he was in?
Don't know.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck. I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, no, fuck. He was in fuck.
It's a Disney TV series.
I'm trying to remember what TV show he was in, but it's basically like him and he plays his dad and it's just completely fucked. Because if that's what happened, it's basically what happened to him growing up. But he plays his dad, which is even more screwed up. Yeah. That and the peanut butter
farmer. He's not right in the head.
He's good. He's fucking good. I mean, he pulled out his own tooth for Fury.
Not right in the head. I stand by my statement.
You could argue that Christian Bale's not quite right in the head, though, couldn't you? And he's quite a method actor, and he's brilliant in most things that he does. So there's a fine line, isn't there?
Just like Jared Leto.
Yeah, that's so true.
No.
Brad, do you think we'll ever see the AO cut of Suicide Squad?
I doubt it, and I don't really care.
Thank you, Brad. All Mike goes on about is these fucking stupid cuts of different movies that directors who got replaced have got, and he's just like, what's the one you really want to see, Mike?
Justice League.
Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. It's not going to make it that much better, dude. It's still going to suck.
Yeah. I hope it makes it worse. And everyone's upset.
Yes, Brad.
But there's no way it's going to be... I don't want to say there's no way it's going to be better, but I still think a director should be able to like get their vision out, you know, what they want.
Why? They're employed by the studio. If he does a bad job and he gets sacked, tough shit.
He went for a shit time though, didn't he?
Yeah, his daughter committed suicide, which is absolutely fucking horrendous.
Okay, then but, that's slightly different, but still the studio, still the studio.
Feel bad, Luke.
Feel bad, you cunt.
I don't know what happens, do I? I haven't listened to these sorts of things. I haven't seen the actual version of Justice League. I don't care, but
it's not great.
I was just
it's brilliant. If you watch it drunk, it's great.
But then you find out recently that Joss Whedon was a freaking asshole on set. So it's like everyone's fucking, I don't know, industry's going through some big changes at the minute, put it that way. But yeah,
people lost faith in Joss Whedon quite quickly, didn't they?
Yeah.
Jeff Beadle.
AKA Luke, Jeff Beadle.
Okay, Jeff. It's Jeff Beadle.
He looks so much like it.
It's when you find out he secretly is, but yeah.
I really hope not.
Luke, hi. Can you give us the answer to the question?
Well, would you three like a guess first, or do you...
Charlie's Theron. Wrong.
Your mum.
Definitely wrong. She wouldn't actually get any work done, but never mind. That's a different story.
Why am I... Sandra Bullock.
Oh.
That's is the correct answer.
Oh. I didn't even look anything up. Look at that fucking shit.
Yeah, he did. He was on his phone the whole time.
No, to be fair to Mike, when I put that, because these two questions that I've done thus far on this podcast, I both floated to Mike and Rob before we even started episode one, just to see if they liked the idea of how we're going to do quiz questions and shit. And Mike actually put that answer within about 60 seconds of me putting that quiz up, and I didn't respond because I was like, oh, that's kind of ruined that question. And I was hoping he'd forgot. And then when he couldn't remember earlier, I was like, yes.
The worst question I've been asked this week, it's just so much of a fucking idiot or nerd I am, but like my supervisor at work came in and was like,
did you enjoy Sandra Bullock's latest film?
What was her latest film?
Oh no, here we go. I knew he was doing yes, fuck you.
Ocean's 8. Ocean's 8 probably not 7.
Was that her latest film though, or was it that Bird Box thing on Netflix?
Nah, it was Ocean's
8. Yeah.
Right, okay. The Netflix one was great. Ocean's not so much.
Ocean's 8.
What people would do for a lot of money, right?
Dog shit.
Brad, have you seen Ocean's 8? Is it 8? 11? No. Whatever the fuck it's called.
Don't watch it.
No, I'm not going to.
Is it better or worse? Is it better or worse than The Fast and the Furious?
Oh, worse.
Really?
Which Fast and the Furious film?
Well, yeah.
All of
Fast and Furious 3 is dog shit.
Apart from Hobbs and Shaw, because fuck you.
I haven't seen that one yet. That's the only one I haven't seen yet.
How have you not seen
it's
that?
It's not bad.
Because I've been watching everything else. Is,
come on, Brad. What Fast and the Furious film's all about?
Yeah, my family, dude.
Familia.
Oh, now I get the reference.
But seems like no.
Rob could direct his own movie, Fast and the Furious.
Why did they? Why did they have to kill off the original characters? Why did they have to do that? Why not just like give them a cameo? Maybe George Clooney was too busy. I don't know. Spoilers, by the way.
They probably wanted too much money. Like Will Smith for Independence Day 2 wanted like the full budget just for himself, and they were like, "Oh, we don't need you then. Fuck off."
I mean,
the movie sucked either way, but
Clooney can't be that desperate for money.
I don't know. He's doing coffee adverts.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't he have his own
for tomorrow? What was that World for Tomorrow film? That was terrible. What Disney film?
The what?
That film?
Tomorrowland.
That was trash.
Not seen it.
Don't.
Nor have I. I just knew what he was on about.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You're running over and we're dribbling, drabbling and talking about crap, so we need to go.
So, wait. I want to know, is Charlie's Angels, the newest one, better or worse than Ocean's 8?
Yes. I haven't seen the newest Charlie's Angels, so I can't comment.
No, and I'm not going to watch it.
No, I bloody refuse to.
I've seen both of them, and yes, it is.
What is better?
Charlie's Angels is worse.
Charlie's Angels is better than Ocean's 8.
Oh, it's better.
Disagree.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
There's more attractive women in Charlie's Angels.
I knew you were going to say that.
Ergo, it wins. Because both the storylines are shit. So it doesn't matter what the storylines are. It's all about the eye candy.
The only thing I will say is I really fucking enjoyed underwater with Kristen Stewart.
I haven't seen that yet, but that is on my to-watch list.
Is, yes, I agree, Mike. That's not a good film.
It's not amazing. No, but
And that segue was because Kristen Stewart's in the new Charlie's Angels, right? I'm not imagining things, right?
Okay. I think she's really fucking good. I think she's pretty good in that.
Also, another actor that's batshit crazy. I've seen an interview with her and Shia LaBeouf, and they are both absolutely nuts.
I think the technical term is creative, Rob.
Nope. Should be in a loony bin.
Okay, so one thing I did want to end this week's show with was an honorable mention. I'm going to pass this one over to Brad. There was an album, Brad's, I believe, clueless, that came out on the 25th of June.
10 years ago.
This year.
Oh. I have no idea what we're talking about because I've closed the list.
Oh, I don't know if it's on the list. I can't remember if it's even on the list.
Oh, is it Young Guns?
No, that was 10 years ago, dude. That wasn't this year.
I thought that's what we said.
No, it's an album that came out.
The Midnight.
Rather than us guess, why don't you just tell us?
Yeah? Get on with it.
Well, I thought Brad knew what I was on about, but then I didn't.
Well, someone said 10 years ago, didn't they?
No, this year.
Oh, I must have imagined that. List, yeah, Midnight. Very, very good album.
Do you want to set the stage for what that is and all the rest of it? The kind of feel of the album?
I don't want to piss Luke off because we're running really over, so.
Go for it.
So The Midnight are like a 80s synth wave, retro wavy kind of band, and they released a new album. And it kind of, I would say it's got elements of that, but I would say it also steps into 90s and 1000s sort of electronic-y music as well. And it's really good.
And it's definitely worth checking out. Can you remember the name of the album? Because I cannot remember.
Monsters.
Monsters. And the track Monsters is fucking good. To be fair, the whole fucking album is really fucking good.
It's really fucking good. All their albums are really good.
I've heard a few comments basically saying, oh, it's not like the best album, or there's no real standout tracks. But I think the reason...
Disagree. Dance with Somebody's the best track on that album. And Mike's going to disagree with me by that pause. So
No, I agree with that. But I think they're all good.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good album.
I can just kind of imagine the chorus in my head now. Anyway, we better end the show. So that is it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. I'm going to say cheers to you boys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys. Yakida.
Spilt my drink everywhere. Fuck. Anyway.
Yakida.
Yakida. Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.